Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, with Ireland under intense pressure to reduce carbon emissions, even as our demand for electricity grows, has the time come to reconsider nuclear power? And could the development of small modular reactors change the calculus in terms of size, expense and feasibility here? Well, I'm joined by two politicians who take contrasting views on these issues. Fianna Fáil TD for Cork East, James O'Connor, is here in the studio, and we're joined on the line by Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan. And thank you both for being with us this morning. James, am I... begin with you. I mean, what is your sense of what could be achieved here? What do you envisage?
So there's a couple of angles, but one of the ones that sticks out to me, unfortunately, is our national security in Ireland. And this has been a very rude awakening for us since the conflict in Ukraine broke out. And now we're seeing this hybrid terrorist activity, state-sponsored activity in relation to cutting of cables, you know, in relation to what's happened with gas infrastructure in the Baltics region. And we also have seen by recent news reports that our own Air Corps are monitoring activity by Russian-registered vessels off the coast of Ireland in relation to sensitive areas where there is this grid infrastructure. So I'm coming at this from the point of view that Ireland is importing a significant amount of our fossil fuels that we require to receive from different parts of the world, but we also have a renewable industry in the area of wind that is very, very promising. But I suppose, being realistic about it, we need to have a system that's secure, that there is a significant amount of power that can be generated to support our foreign direct investment based economy here, and the growth in data centres, the growth in multinationals and the pharmaceutical sector we were discussing earlier, and how Ireland remains competitive. Because one area, Claire, we have a serious problem with is that we are significantly more expensive than some of our EU colleagues that have nuclear in power production.
On energy security, though, if you're going to start looking at nuclear, does the nuclear plant or whatever it might look like not become a target then, like we have seen in Ukraine with the Zaporizhia plant, for example?
It is a genuinely good question, and something I've thought about doing my research for this. But I suppose the reality is that any piece of critical infrastructure, airports, I could list many, are targets. And in relation to that, there needs to be seriously appropriate pieces of policy. I suppose putting in place security policy around that needs to be done. And this has been done very successfully by other European colleagues. So I think the comparable for Ireland, of course, is Finland, same population as us. And they've gone now, they've just opened their fifth nuclear power facility and are almost generating up to 35 to 40% of their power production in Finland through nuclear power. And it's carbon neutral. It's a very, very good solution. That technology has rapidly advanced since the days of Chernobyl and Dreamer Island.
That example in Finland, I was reading about that. The initial cost estimated was 3 billion. It was triple that in the end.
Exactly.
We're not great here at keeping a lid on costs. Now, I don't know what the Finnish are like, but if we were to follow that example, it would put the children's hospital into the halfpenny place.
You're right, and cost inflation in this is a factor. And why I'm raising this, I suppose, is why I feel it is worthy of conversation and debate. It's not that I'm pushing exactly the full need to do this immediately, but it's worth that conversation, is because it is a security aspect in my mind in relation to Ireland actually having the capacity to support our energy grid, you know, upgrading the necessary infrastructure that we need to do, because we've grown from an economy of 4.5 million in the noughties to now in 2025.
Right, so you think we should be having the conversation. Let's hear what Lynn Boylan thinks. So is it worth having a conversation around these small nuclear reactors for the reasons that James outlines?
Well, I mean, James is using the argument of energy security. The small modular reactors don't exist. There is none in the world that's operational, no SMR. And in fact, if you look at the cost element, which you're right to raise around Finland, nuclear power in as a whole is really, really expensive. Ireland already has some of the most expensive electricity in the world. The small modular reactors that James is referring to that could be possible for Ireland, if you look at America, they tendered in 2012 to commission two small modular reactors. In 2017, one went bust and the second one still isn't operational, and it's already cost 4 billion euros and not a single bit of electricity has been generated from it. in relation to the cyber attacks and security, again, you'd have to be reliant on where the uranium is. So you have to import the fuel for nuclear power. Ireland is uniquely positioned in our offshore renewables, in our solar, in our battery storage. The message we should be sending out is that that's the direction of travel that we're investing in. We would have then be using our own resources, so we're far more energy secure to focus on renewable. But renewables are also faster, they're cleaner, and they're much, much cheaper. So we would also be bringing down the price of electricity for households. Nuclear is just really, really prohibitively expensive, and the countries that continue to use it heavily subsidise it.
Okay, so a lot of problems there, James, outlined by Lynn. It's expensive. The small modular reactors don't exist anywhere. There's another big problem with this, though. I mean, you open up a debate that's going to get very fractious. It's probably going to take years to get anywhere. We already have the solutions in place, don't we, to decarbonize. Why not just pursue them, like solar, like wind energy, and stop going down the rabbit hole of something that might never come to fruition?
Keeping pace with our growth has been a very big part of what the work of government is doing in relation to Ireland 2040, you know, the National Development Plan, which will be looked at in the lifetime of the current government and reviewed. But in reality, I've seen this in Cork. My own constituency is actually going through a huge transition where massive amounts of agricultural land are being turned into solar farms. Some in excess, the applications are up to 1,000 acres, over 600 acres in terms of what's being, discussed. So I'm seeing massive amounts of our green fields, of our best agricultural land in the country, in the heart of the Golden Vale area, right down to Middleton, the home of whiskey distilling in terms of the agri-food industry in Ireland, being transitioned for solar.
And you don't want to see that?
It's an important part of the decarbonisation process, but, you know, it's generated enormous public unhappiness in my own area and other constituencies in rural areas, particularly that take the burden. I know if you're in the leafy suburbs of South Dublin or in our urban areas, that this is something you see on a daily basis. But for us that are in rural constituencies, we do. And
well,
onshore
those
wind
constituencies
as well.
Prefer to see nuclear.
Well,
power.
The reality is that the actual land space that's required for doing that is absolutely fractional in comparison to what's going on at the moment in places like Cork. And look, it's part of a multi-strong strategy. There are days the wind is not blow enough to generate enough electricity. There are days in Ireland we've actually had our entire country's grid powered because it's been sufficiently windy. In the same, when it's a night, just a second, and at night, of course, we have the issue that solar doesn't work. So you do need to have a system in place if you want an entirely decarbonised grid that's going to power an economy with electrified rail, which the state is currently undertaking, decarbonising our industries and heavy industries and other things in Ireland that will require more power.
Just let's look back at nuclear
as an option in that discussion.
Yeah, then go ahead.
There's two elements to deal with. One, I might live in Dublin, as James says. They're not going to be putting a nuclear power plant in Dublin either. They're going to be putting it in a remote area away from densely populated areas, which is James's constituency. But you also have to deal with the waste issue. So a 2022 study in Stanford and British Columbia showed that these small nuclear reactors, if they ever exist, will produce between 2 and 30 times more wastage just by the nature of the way that they operate. And already in America alone, 2,000 tons of nuclear waste is produced through its nuclear industry. So that waste also has to go somewhere, and it has to be buried, and it has to be in areas that will be outside of the densely populated cities and urban centres. The other issue, though, around that the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine, this is the climate denier line all the time.
That's not true. I have to refute that, Lynn. It's just very unfair.
James,
and you've seen a number of occasions throughout the course of the last 12 months.
I didn't interrupt you once.
That we had to bring in.
I know, but in fairness, Lynn,
if
you suggest that James is a climate denier.
No, I didn't.
Okay, but we need to clear that up.
What I said is, this is the line that is used by those who want to delay the transition to renewable energy. It is the line that's used. So we need more interconnection with Europe. We're seeing those interconnectors coming on stream, which means that we will be sharing power across the European continent and possibly into, you know, when Europe interconnects with North Africa as well. So the interconnectors are key to dealing with that intermittent energy. But the other issue here is because we do have a demand situation in Ireland, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have allowed data centres to just pop up and have no plan in place in terms of what we were going to do around the energy demand. What I would like to see from the government and from Fianna Fáil is that they would have the same amount of effort and energy put into enforcing the energy efficiency rules around data centres, which we currently are not doing. So making sure that any data centres that are getting planning permission, or any large energy users, are using the most efficient technology and building construction methods and water efficiency that's available. And that would be where our energy would be best invested, and keeping on track with our renewable energy targets. We have a massive resource offshore.
Is there not a degree of hypocrisy here? Like, we are happy, aren't we, to use nuclear generated power when it comes via the British or the French interconnectors, but not nuclear power generated here?
But, well, there's two points to that, Claire. One is, a large nuclear reactor is extremely expensive. It would take decades to actually build in Ireland. And Ireland is a small country. And the way that nuclear energy works is you need a larger base. The way the demand for the electricity is, we are too small to take a normal nuclear reactor. That's why James is talking about these small modular reactors, which don't exist. So the issue is, we're selling a false promise of something that cannot happen in Ireland. When we have the solutions, we stay on track, we send out the message that we are interested in going fully renewable and selling our renewable into the interconnectors across Europe. We have this natural resource. It's far more secure. We're not reliant on any dictators to try and get the uranium from. We're not going to be importing the fuel, which is a large part of energy emissions in terms of transport. And it's a natural resource that's infinite.
Right, so
it just doesn't make any sense to go down the nuclear rabbit hole.
We've had an email in from a lecturer and researcher in electrical systems. And this person says that we need to look at things like a tidal steam generator, because there was a trial of this done in Northern Ireland. There are other suitable sites around the Irish coast. Tidal stream energy could also work in Ireland's rivers using micro generators. And this person's point is, all options must be seriously studied before considering nuclear, James. Do you agree with that?
I think that there's very exciting developments happening, particularly in the West. I think NUIG and other areas, that there's brilliant projects and research being done off the west coast of the country, NUL and UCC, etc. So that is obviously something we should support.
But you're jumping to nuclear.
It is one part of a strategy. We can't concentrate on one or two sources. If you want an entirely decarbonised electricity grid in Ireland and supply, you have to look at this as an option, in my own personal view and opinion. And
it's not a Fianna Fáil view, by the way, is it?
Correct, and that is true.
It's a personal view.
I'm glad to be a member of a party where we can bring ideas forward and debate and discuss them in a free and open democracy that we live in. I know other parties differ, but I do feel it's worthy of conversation. I just want to respond to Lynn's points in relation to, you know, she told us everything that is wrong. And I just want to make the point, there is a country with a almost exact population to us in Finland, 5.5 million to 5.3 in terms of comparison. The 40% of their energy that's been produced there is coming from nuclear now as a consequence of what their recently opened fifth nuclear plant. And because of that, they have a security of supply in an event of an emergency. The reason I'm bringing this up is that we're entering
It's heavily subsidised by the state, and you're going to increase people's bills.
That's not true, because if you look at the situation, the prices are half the EU average in Finland, Lynn, and in Ireland in comparison, we're 37 cents per kilowatt hour in comparison to, I think, at 9 cents per kilowatt hour in Finland. So that's the facts in relation to that.
It's because it's heavily subsidised. That's my point. Okay. It either is coming from the public purse or it's coming on the household bill.
Listen.
Either way, nuclear is heavily subsidised.
Sure, we just ignore the
and
facts.
And very, very expensive.
Thanks, Lynn.
Okay, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, but I want to thank you both, Lynn Boylan and James O'Connor, for being with us. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.